Yudches, we're holding still at the bottom of Yudches Amid Beis. So yesterday we were machalik between Achilas Peres and Achilas Lechem, and that was explained the difference between the Mishnah that talks about the Tilas Yadayim for Chulin, and apparently there is a Tilas Yadayim that doesn't need Meimikveh, so that's talking about bread. The Brisa that says Chulin doesn't require the Tilas Yadayim is talking about Peres. Turn Rabbanan. So now five lines up from the bottom, we have the big Kiddush, also by Reb Nachman, and Reb Nachman's court yesterday, called Anotel Yodavim Peretz. Tan Rabbanan, Anotel Yodav, Nitkavein, Yodav Taorot, Lo Nitkavein, Yodav Tmeot. Our Mishnah spoke about Huvzek, Huvzek Lopulan, Huvzek Lomaisen. That means that there needs to be a Kavona in Tefillah for what the purpose of the Tefillah is. So the Brice is saying over here, the same thing is true of the Tilas Yadayim. If the person was miscaving that he was doing the Tilas Yadayim, then Yadav and Zahiras. But if he did the Tilas Yadayim Shalom Bekavona, let's say that he needed to pick something up and he stuck his hands into a mikveh, that was Matiris Yadav, but since there was no Kavona, Yadav Tameyas. Somebody poured water over his hands, and he didn't realize. V'chein amatz for Yadav. The same thing is true if he puts his hands into a mikveh and he's scavenging Yadav Tahira, so he's scavenging Yadav Tameis. So those are the two cases. First one, somebody pours water without kavana. Second one, he dips his hands without kavana for Natila. The problem is that the Braisa says, V'atanya, beinit kaven, bein lo nit kaven Yadav Torot. Over here it says, but you don't need any kavana. Omrim nachman lo kashi kam lechul and kam lemasa. There's a difference between chulin and maaser, and for chulin you don't need kavona. Now, lemaisa, the Gemara is going to ask from our Mishnah, because the Mishnah says tova lechulin, huvzek lechulin. Now, if we have to be huvzek lechulin, we're going to get to that. And this is basically an introduction, really, to dealing with that little line in the Mishnah. Uminot emra dechulin lo boi kavona. How do we know that there's no din of kavana for chulin? It's not gal shenitlash. Goar ba'imsa. Somebody is sitting at the edge of a raging sea and he's taking a sunbath. Well, there are, you know, the polar bear clubs. They like to sit out there. Anyway, and they're sitting on the seashore and all of a sudden a wave flies over them. And there's 40 saw in the waves. There's a shear of tefillah. And it falls on him, and it falls on whatever it is that he's holding, or that he has next to him on the ground, ala kelim. So they're all tahar. Now, the point over here of mentioning both Adam and kelim is what?
That water is nitlash, or it's still connected?
We're going to be talking about that in a moment. Okay. Yeah. So now, what is the point over here mentioning the kelim? L'chora, to tell me that Adam dunit a kelim, that the state of the human is similar to the state of the kelim that were nitbol. Ma kelim d'lo mechavne. Most kelim, unless you own a Mac maybe, but most kelim can't have intent for what they're doing, so they don't have an intent to be nitbol. And nonetheless, they become tahor. So, af Adam delo mechavin. So then, apparently, the Adam doesn't need the kavona. He's the same as the kelim, right? Isn't that the point? So you were sitting calmly on the edge of a sea. You weren't thinking that you were about to be covered completely with water, and all of a sudden, the yam throws at you a big wave. So it says over here that you don't need kavona. That you're tahor. You certainly didn't have a chance to be mechavin.
Was he completely undressed?
You don't need to be undressed to be here.
But he's in his
chatzitza,
in the bathing costume.
First of all, in California, you were undressed. And second of all, you don't need to be undressed. You only need to have that the water should be able to get through. We undressed. Shouldn't be a chatzitza, but there's no real need to. If you're wearing loose-fitting clothing, there's no real need to undress. In any event, so maybe, says the Gemara, what's the riot? Maybe it's talking about Rimaidim of Yosheva Mitzapeh. Maybe on the contrary, the guy is waiting to go to the mikveh. But he's too lazy to go to the mikveh. He figures, okay, one of these waves is going to get me, and that wave will be retiring me. What do I got to risk going into this wild sea? Right? So he sits and waits. So he's waiting for a matai talish agalaskina. Maybe the case is he's waiting for the wave to fly over him. And on the contrary, it's telling me that the kelim are like the adam. You might think an adam, because he's intelligent, he has to have kavana. But kelim maybe don't need kavana. Kamash malan, that just like the adam, who's a bar kavana, is shayak to kavana. So to the kelim, it's talking about that someone has to be mechaving that these kelim should be go to the mikveh. So it's the person who was sitting over there adding kavana, putting him down here, in order that the yam should ultimately be matired. I don't understand how you can be so sure that it's the other way. So what do you mean, how you can be so sure? Because of the, I know what you're going to say. You say, Yoshe Mitzapeh, my lemaim. I said, well, what's the chiddush? I'll tell you what the chiddush is. The chiddush is that Salka Daita Chamina leads of Yim Ha'asim Mitzvah B'chardoli Shav Yisham. Look, if we allow somebody to be teva in this fashion, so then maybe he's going to end up being teva in a fast-flowing waterfall, right? It's coming over the edge over here, and that's gishamim. Gishamim are not matayim in such a way. Now, there's two problems over here that are extremely technical that I'll get to in a little while. But first, let's just take the simplest approach. The simplest approach is that Gishomim cannot be Matayer while they're in movement. They need to be in a mikveh. And therefore, if we allow you to be Tevel in a bunch of water that's coming down the sky, so you'd figure, okay, so I can be certainly be Matayer in a waterfall. I mean, if I can be Matayer in this wave, why can't I be Matayer in a waterfall? But Lamaisa, the water isn't going to be Matayer you in that fashion if it's rainwater. Again, we're taking it simple now, we'll get into the problems in a moment. Therefore, maybe we should make a Gezeira not to use waves to be Matayer, or maybe Inami Nigzar Roshin Otu Kipin. Maybe we should make a gezeira that if we allow you to be tevel when the wave hits you, so at that point where the wave hits you, the water is basically in touch with the ground. So at that point it becomes now kosher for tefillah. So as it did of the yam to be a mikveh. But suppose you would be tevel while the water now is over your head. So remember, we've got a wild sea over here. The waves are coming in. As the waves come into shore, they start, the energy forces the part that's not being held back by the bottom of the yam over the top. So now suppose you're underneath that piece, and it's above you. You stick the kelim into that piece, and now you're basically being tabled them in the air. There's water in the air, you're being tabled them in the air. So you might think that if we allow you to be tovel yourself after the wave hits you, as it hits the ground, and now it's flowing over you as it hits the ground. So you will think that you could also be tovel by putting a kli into the crest of the wave before the part hits the ground. You'll do it in the air. And the din is, it's probably wrong. The din is, you cannot be tovel. All right. How long can you be about drawing a wave in the mail? I thought he was going to show where you put the kelim. So the kippah is basically the crest of the wave as it bends over, and it forms a real kippah. Forms a how do you say in English? Like a dome, a vault, an arch over your head. So, and that would be puzzle. Why is it puzzle? Because you cannot be tevel. It says beferish. It says, how do we know you can't use that? The tanya about tevilim beroshin, you could be tovel things in the head of the wave, meaning after it's touched the ground. That ain't mat tevilim bekeeping. Lefisha ain't mat tevilim ba'avir. You cannot be tovel while it's in the air. You have to be tovel while it's on the ground. So meet after it hits the ground, and now it's falling over you. So then you, we'll get into the table. So then you can be table. So that would be the chiddush. Okay, but it's not necessarily that the chiddush is that you don't need kavana. Maybe you're sitting there in order to get the wave over your head. And there's many, many issues that we need to discuss over here. Okay, first of all, the ein matabilin b'kipin is the simplest issue. Most learn because something has to be mechuber. The whole point of a mikvah is that it's connected on some level to the ground. If the kippah is not connected, so then it should be not kosher for tefillah. Rashi, however, here says a very strange pshat in ein matabilin ba'avir, because the Torah, it says shelo omra Torah mikvah shel avir l'tefillah, which is mashma that what he understands is that you would assume that if you are completely surrounded by water, even though you're not in the water, that would be kosher. So you're under the kippah now, and your talim are inside the kippah, surrounded by water. So it is not mechalik, as long as the water is the same as the water is the rosh. The rosh and the kippah stay together. So therefore, it would be kosher even in the kippah. Nobody else is mefarish like that. I haven't seen anybody really being medayik that meaning in Rashi, but that's very strange. That's what it says.
But the kippah is attached. It's always attached. I mean, there's always a connection to the...
But the Kippah, Rashi seems to be learning that it's not in the water of the kippah. It's in the airway of the kippah. Everybody else learns it's in the water of the kippah itself. Mm-hmm. Which is, of course, I mean, the problem, as Richie says, but it's attached.
Right. One side.
Well,
so
that's the question. What does Galshin Nitlash mean? Does Galshin Nitlash mean it's no longer mechuber to the yam? Or that, of course, on some level, it's a big wind that actually the water became disconnected? Or does it mean Nitlash from within the context of the yam, and it's now overhead on the shore? So the Miri assumes we're talking about, of course, it's mechuber l'yam, it's the bechla, what's the chiddush, you know? So then, I mean, who cares basically where it is, if it's mechuber l'yam? This is because since Lamaisa is falling in that direction, so it's as if it's Nitlash. You see, there's a lot of problems with this. First of all, let's consider, what is the difference between the Galshin Nitlash and the thing that we said is definitely no good, which is the waterfall? Why isn't it the same? Isn't the Yam a mikveh? A mikveh cannot be mitayer while it's in a state of movement. So here there's a big machlokas Rishonim. The Rishonim says, the Rambam learns that the Yam can be mitayer even in movement.
Because it by definition moves?
Yeah, that's the chiddush, to call it a mikvah mayim. The mikvah yamim, mikvah mayim, kolu yamim. We don't really see a mikvah. We see movement constantly. So that mayim from the yam is considered to be metayer bezoichali. Fine. The Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with that, and he learns our entire sugya is talking about not min hayam, but rather min hamayan. So a mayan, which can be metayer bezoichali, that's the only type of wave that we could be talking about, because it still has a din of mei mayan, and therefore it doesn't matter that it's still in movement. So adarabba, the fact that it's connected gives it a din of mayan. As a matter of fact, he concludes from here a very important halacha that everybody argues in, which is, I'm sure you must have heard, most of the Rishonim hold that you don't require 40 saw. If you're talking about a mayan, it's only in a mikvah that you require 40 saw. But he says, but it says over here, galshin itlash v'yishbar boim saw. So it must be, and it can only be talking about a mayan, because the yama wouldn't be kosher for tefillah. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, so you see from here, you do need our boim saw for tefillah of Adam.
Only when it's nitlash.
Doesn't matter, but we're only being using it because nitlash doesn't mean it's disconnected. So it must be, I mean, otherwise Bechlala wouldn't be kosher. If you're telling me now what, has it been a Megishamim? It clearly still has it been a Mayim Chayim. And nonetheless, it says Arboim Sof. So for instance, he's Medayik from here, that you still require Arboim Sof. Okay. Again, others learn maybe that's just a pshat. You still need Mayim Shko Gufa Elevand. It doesn't mean that you can't be Tevel a pot in a Maya. I mean, The Adam requires at one time that Kogu Feilaban, the Mameli, need not by himself. Not because of a shear of mikvah, maybe just that it requires that size because you won't fit in it less than that. It's one way of getting out of the. But anyway, that's a major machlok. So we're talking about the Yam Mamish, we're talking about a Mayan. The other question that is very important over here is that it's a Gzera Mishum Chardolis. What exactly is this Chardolis and what would be the Pagam? Now, there's a rule about Mei Geshomi that there's two dinim. There's Nitzuk and there's Katafris. Nitzuk means something that's being poured out. So let's say if you have a cliff, an overhanging cliff, and now water pours off of the cliff, it's no longer attached to the ground, and it's a free fall through the air. Right? So that's one issue in which it's not b'chubur, b'chlal. And then there's a din of that it's zochalim. So that even if it's in a stream, but it's moving, and that stream is made out of megashamim, it's not kosher. Forget about the question of whether when something is in free fall, whether it's considered to be mechuber, one drop to the next. Okay. It's another issue. Okay, so we have a number of different issues over here. First of all, the mikveh needs to be mechuber. If something is in mid-air, perhaps it doesn't have a din of chibur, even though the bottom of it is attached to the ground, the top of it is coming off of a cliff, but where is it on the ground? The other problem is, since it's in free fall, the molecules are each considered to be separated, because it's a liquid. The only thing that gives the liquid a din of a single unit is the fact that it's being held in place at least by gravity, but over here it's in free fall. So therefore it's not considered to be one thing at all. So it's nitzuk.
Even though it's all one.
Perhaps. We'll see. There's a very interesting halacha in Agave Kippin, which we'll see in a moment. The other issue is that it's in movement. It's not the Torah said in movement, that it's not considered to be Matayr. Again, there's a question whether that issue is itself the din of not having a chibur, because liquids are only defined by a container. So if the container is the earth, then you can talk about Arba Yimsa, but if it's moving, where's the Arba Yimsa? Or whether it's a separate psul. But it has to be a mikvah. Mayim and mikvah needs to be included within something. That's what the word mikvah means. Collected together. So the question over here is, if we generally will allow you to be tevel in the yam, even though it's moving, so then why in the world would we think that because of the problem of something being in movement, that you're going to say, well, if I could be tevel in a gulf in the yam, I could be tevel in a waterfall. I mean, so then we should say you should never be tevel in the yam. I mean, what's unique about this case? People know the difference between Mei Geshomim and the Mei Hayam. Again, according to all of those who are learning that the Mei Hayam is Matayr, even though it's moving. Therefore, if that's the problem, if that's the case, then you hold those shitas. It must be that the issue over here of the Gezera is that not that you were Gezer, that you would be you would be tevel in something that's moving, Stam Mishum Nevzeichlin, but rather that you would be tevel in Nitzuk. So you would think if a whole big clump of water suddenly falls out of a container, it's coming on free fall from you. So say you had a mikvah in a second story, suddenly the bottom breaks open. Now you're underneath it, and then the whole thing falls over you. So you might think that, okay, Nitzuk is the same thing as the yam, so but it was considered to still be in the yam, so it's considered to still be the mikvah. So people will get confused. Maybe that's the issue.
That you have to go into the
mikveh
versus the
mikveh going. No, it's not a mikveh at that point. That's the problem. So now the question over here is legabe the mikveh itself that we're talking about in matzvilin the keeping. What exactly would the problem of the keeping be if the wave is all one thing, and we're looking at the piece that touches the ground as being mechuber? So does that mean you can't be metahir a kli in the keeping, even when the Rosh has already reached the ground? Or does it mean that when it says Ein Matbilin B'Kippin before it lands? Where is this Nogei? A very fascinating machlokas, or a big machlokas ad hayom, or very early Rishonim have this machlokas. And that is, suppose you have a mikveh that consists of snow. Can you be tevel in the snow?
It's the polar bear club?
Well, it's the Hasidic club. Tivul, Kerach, Shele. It's supposed to be Mechaper, Avenis. Remember, the polar bear clubs, they like it.
They do it for fun.
So there's an interesting sheet in the Rishonim, which the Beis Yossi says, I can't even imagine what he's talking about. I understand what the connection is. He says, you cannot be tevel in a mikvah of Shelag because ain't matbilim bekeeping.
Ain't matbilim
bekeeping.
Bekeeping.
What's it supposed to mean? Beis Yossi said, what does that have to do with anything? So, I mean, it's obvious, but I mean, the acronym talk it out, but it's obvious that what he's trying to say is that the problem of the keeping is that we view each thing in fall as being disconnected. So over here, when you have separate pieces of snow, so we don't look at it as being, we see each thing, it's still in, because until it melts, it's still in the air, so to speak. It's still coming down.
Is that
local It's our local that we pass him to be machmir, because but again the shaila is in certain cases can you rely on it if it's drabon and so on and so forth, because mi'ikra then the Beis Yosef says it ought to be true, it ought to be okay, but since I don't understand what he's talking about, but it's hard to be mako, can I get the das of such gedolim and so on.
Does it still have to be within a container?
Yeah, it's still in a container. We're talking about it. I mean, the normal way of making a mikvah is to bring snow.
Oh, really?
Well, you cut out ice. Cut out ice from the yam. That's what they used to do in New York. And cut out ice.
Really?
Yeah. It's the easiest thing. You take a large piece of ice, so then it's not considered to be in a kli. It's not shuvim, because you're picking it up as water. Mm-hmm. And then you let it melt in the mikvah. So now you don't have mind shuvim. And you have perfectly kosher water.
It really was a shock in the mikvah. Mm-hmm.
What happens if you're living in an igloo?
You mean the ice won't melt?
No, but I mean, you know,
oh, that's the ultimate keeper.
Keep it on, keep it in keeping.
That was what he was talking about.
Keep it all in keeping, right?
Wait, so there's no chance for a mikvah at a space station.
Lechor or not? I mean, unless you say something.
The upper water.
Finally, I'll
tell you who
figure it. No? I mean, unless you're tying it, but, you know, each body that has its own individual, or maybe it's can you table on the moon?
Maybe outer space is Mataya.
The sea is good for a mikveh, but a river is not?
I know there's a lot of
a rainwater river. No, it's a river where most of the flow is rainwater.
It's not
kosher.
Unless you make
a mikveh. Yeah. The Gemara actually discusses this. Right. Shmuel made for his daughters, and so we had that maybe.
So the daughter of the...
It's not rainwater most of the time. Okay, so those are the issues that we need to discuss over here. Again, since this is not, we're not learning mikvos, we don't have to go into the details, I just want to raise the problems. But as far as our concern is over here, the question is, what would be the chiddush? I'm saying the chiddush is that there's no gezeira of maybe you'll be tevel in Hardalis. There's the Lashon Hardalis Rashi brings from the Gaonim, Har Dalis, a mountain, and now it's falling down. It's coming off of a mountain instead of Har Dalit, Har Dalit Chagishami. It'd be like a waterfall. Okay. Right. I don't want to be much with you on this subject too much. Maybe you know, if we get a chance to review it during the review, we'll talk further about it. All right, so far we don't have a raya one way or the other as far as Rav Nachman is concerned that Chulin is low by Kavana. Maybe he's right that Chulin is low by Kavana. It isn't, he wants to bring a raya from here. Okay. We're doing it.
Chulin, that means he's Chulin Ataris Kodesh?
To be Zayir, not to be Tair is Chulin. No, there's people who are shemer their chulin not to eat the truma. Then there's people who are shemer their chulin they shouldn't eat it to get her truma. Then there's people who eat their chulin even altaris hakodesh. There's three different dargas. It's certainly possible to be makabed to eat chulin the tire, like for instance, the din of not being matami chulin beretz yisrael or being tevel your pants for payrus. So all of that comes from the, those various dargas. I think all of this will get clearer as we go. So I'll allow a little bit of suffix now, but you'll see through the sugya, it will become much clearer in the Gemara itself. Okay. So far we don't have a raya because we've said maybe it is talking about that the guy was waiting to be hit by the wave. Ela miyaditzna. Okay, let me try bring you another raya. Peirot shenaflu l'toch amat hamayim. You have peirot that simply fell. Nobody put them there. They fell into a water channel. And pashat mishi adav tameyot v'natlan. Now somebody sticks his hands in there in order to take out those peirot. So yadav taharot, even though his intent was to simply remove the peirot and his hands were tamei, nonetheless, his hands are tar, even though he had no kavona, he was only interested in taking out the peirot. So since he stuck it into now spring water, becomes tar. But the peirot, einan b'chiyutan, the peirot, however, are not mukhshar l'kabel tumah, because you will recall that the word kiyutan mayim al zera spelled without the vav, so it can be read kiyitain mayim al zera, from which we learn that the only time that a pre is mukhshar l'kabel tumah, when it's pre-wetted, and it has to be pre-wetted to be a pre that's going to be makabel tumah, is only if there was at least the intent of yitain, even though it was yutand. In other words, even though it was passive, but you liked it, you wanted it. So there needs to be rotsin of the bialim that it should be tome. It should be rather moksha, in the water. If, however, v'im b'shvishu yutchal yadav, if he stuck his hands in bedavka, saying, okay, you know what, my hands are filthy, I might as well put them in there to get those perot out. So then, yadav tohorot, his hands are tar indeed, but haperot harem b'chiyutan, because since over there he now is necha to the water, by the way, since it says over here, mishi yadav, it's mashma, not even the owner, for which some rishonim say, it doesn't matter if it's the owner. Anyone who had now in kavana that the water should be on those perot. So since now it's necha, the water is necha to him, or Rashi learns, another rishonim learned, the nefila of the peiros itself is nechatim because that's his excuse for getting his hands clean. So therefore the peiros are b'chiyuta. That's already a shiloh, whether it has to be that you're interested in the peiros being wet or you're interested in the water being there. Mamela, the peiros are considered to be b'chiyuta. Now, it says over here b'feirish that the yadav retires, even though you didn't have any kavonah. So you see from there, it says Reb Nachman, that at least vis-a-vis chulin, there's no problem of kavan. Eisei rabba l'Reb Nachman, hatovel l'chulin, v'uvzak l'chulin, asur l'maser. What are you going to do with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, b'feirish, somebody who went to the mikveh in order to eat chulin, and had a kavana to do that, it was mukhzik for it. Nonetheless, he can't go and eat maser. You see, you need chulin. Otherwise, why is it mentioned also? You just say, Toivel is also the Meiser, Guta Lechulin. Says the Gemara, you see that from there, that Huchzik in only if he hadn't come on it for his tefillah, but lo Huchzik lo? Hochikama. No, the Mishnah is saying, even if he was Huchzik Lechulin, it was even though he had full Kavana to be Toivel. But his intent at the time was only to eat Chulin, not to eat Maser. Now suddenly, somebody brings him Maser Sheni to eat. Can't eat it because he's considered to be tamei vis-a-vis ma'aser sheni. So afal pishuch zak l'chulin osel ma'aser. That's the chiddush. That even though he had in kavana for chulin, but he didn't need to have in kavana for chulin. It could have been stam. Maybe he accidentally fell into the mikvah. Maybe that was the case. Maybe it would still be tamei. Eisper. How about the next piece in the Mishnah? Taval v'lo zak ki'ilu lo taval. Here it says, guy who is tevil without kavona, it's as if he wasn't tevil at all. My love, kilo lo taval klal. The mashmaut is, it's as if he wasn't tevil, meaning he's still tomei, even the gabe chulin. So you see from here that you do need kavona l'chulin. Lo, maybe it means kilo lo taval, meaning kilo lo taval l'maaser. He wasn't tevil, meaning in something that requires a tvila. But tava l'chulin, it's considered to be. So, who sava dochi kamatchei? Rava thought, boy, that's a pretty embarrassing answer. You know, okay, you're trying to push me off, so you push me off. I mean, I can't prove it's not like that, but it's so unreasonable that that would be that it means. But then, surprisingly, He was nafak dak v'yeshkach. He went out there to read more prices, and he was medayik and indeed found that a brisa says beferish, the Tanya, toval v'lo huksak, asur l'maaser, mutar l'chulin. Here it says beferish, that it's actually mutar l'chulin, exactly as we said. So then the chiddush of the Mishnah is basically that lo huksik, to make it very clear that so you might have thought that a lo huksik, because you ask us, what do I need to say this for? You might have thought, says Tesis, that if you were lo huksik at all, you're better off than if you were huksik v'chum. Why? Because if you went in, we'll see there's an Indian like this later. If you go in, stop for tefillah, and you don't have kavanah, you're basically swimming. Fine. Now you want to eat meiser. So, you know what? Well, meiser, I went into the swimming pool with a kosher mikveh, and I was a swimmer. I'm swimming in the yam, so I can eat meiser now. Maybe that you could. But if you went to a mikveh in order to eat chul, and then you can't eat meiser, it says, that's because I had in mind that I'm being tevo bedafka to eat chul. But if I stam, now I realize, oh, meiser went to the mikveh. What am I going to use that tefillah for? I'll use it for meiser. So maybe that's even better. That's the point. Therefore, you should know that it brings that if he was taval, v'lo huzik, ilo lo taval, even though legabi the chulin it's good, but legabi the meiser it's not good, then there was no huzik at all. But that's the chiddush. But not that it's kilo taval vis-a-vis the chulin. It's going to tell me a bigger chiddush. That even though he wasn't huzik for the chulin. Okay. So that's what he realized. It wasn't just, it was this push-off teretz. It was machile, this serious teretz. All right, so we don't have any problems. So we're ready to accept now Reb Nachman. Chulin doesn't need kavon. Not for the tefillah yadayim, not for tefillah. So somebody just went swimming, it's fine. Omer Reb Elazar, for chulin. Omer Reb Elazar. Taval v'Allah, the truth is like this. A guy who went to the mikveh in order to become tahar, but he didn't have kavanah for what to be tahar. He wants to be tahar. Now, somebody comes along and brings him truma. He says, well, I went to the mikveh. After. He says, I went to the mikveh. I didn't have das not to eat truma. I had das to be tahar for whatever I need to be tahar. So then, he could be Marzikat Smolochom Masha Yirza. He could, that since he didn't have now a Kavona at the time, some say that Turiyevin holds that this is because of Breira. It's a din in Breira. In other words, that it's now Mavura. Retroactively, that this is what my Tefillah was for. Since I never had said otherwise, so there's no problem of defining now ex post facto the nature of my Tefillah. Meisvei. So we ask on Rav Elazar. It says over here that Odeu Raglo Achat B'Mayim. As long as the guy still got his foot in the water, says the Braisa. So then Uchzak L'Davar Kal Machzik Atzmo L'Davar Chamur. So then, even though his initial intent had been, let's say, just for chulin, and now somebody says, "Hey Joe, want to join me with Mitzvah Sheni?" Since his toesies are still in there, he could say, yeah, I'm still in the mikveh. I think I'll have some meiser with you. Or I'll have some truma with you. That's okay. But Allah, the moment that he gets out of the mikveh, shuv eino machzik. He can't be machzik himself. So my love eino machzik klal. Point over here is that once he's out of the mikveh, he cannot now retroactively define his tefillah at all. No, that's not what it means. It means odeu if he's in the mikveh. Then even though his initial intent had been for something lower, let's just initial intent was for chulin, he can now change his mind as long as his foot's still in the mikveh. He can change his mind and he can say, actually, I think I would like to eat truma. But im, on the others over there, after shulzik bakti, but Allah, if he comes out, so then only im lo huksik, if he didn't have in das for a particular lower thing, so then he can be mazik himself for what he wants, as I say. Because I was only talking about a case where it was table stam. But im huzak, if he already had in mind a particular tefillah, that of lesser darga, so then, eino machzik. So indeed, here we see an example of that idea. that as long as somebody holds it open, he can define things ex post facto. But the moment that he's defined them, he needs still to be in the mikveh in order now to change the rules. What good is it to have your toesies in the water? And I said, well, what does that mean, Bichwal? Well, you're out of the mikveh, right? This is a man tana odeu raglo achat b'mei. What's this business of having a foot still in the water? You know, what is it? You're still keeping your when somebody doesn't want to let go of a thing, say he still keeps his hand.
Keeps one foot in.
You say he keeps one foot in, right? Yeah, something like that. So okay, so yeah, who ever heard of keeping one foot in a mikveh? Huh? That's the question. What is that? It says Rabbi Pedas. It's Rabbi Yehuda. It's none. There's a Mishnah that has a very similar case. We have a mikveh. Okay, the guys come in and they check the mikveh to see if it's kosher. Has exactly 40 stars. Boy, amazing. To the momish dot. You let this mikveh evaporate at all, it's over. So now somebody jumps into the mikveh and comes out. Oh, you just took out some water with him. That's the end of the mikveh, right? So over here we tested the mikveh. That's a prime symbol for Vanan. Two people come into the mikveh. Now, obviously, each one was getting the mikveh. You're pushing each other, right? The first guy that gets it. So, the table Zachar said.
They only push once they're in the mikveh.
So, the table Zachar said, the first one to get in, he's tar. But the second one isn't tar anymore because the first guy walked off with the water, basically, that's still on his back. Oh. So now, says Rabbi Yehuda, on this case, if the guy's foot, the first guy, is still touching the water, so then, so you see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the water, see the relationship to the keeping issue, right? Here we're introducing now another concept of something which is mechuber because of good ochis. It's now a different issue. This water now is on its way, but it's connected. It's going down. We view it as being down already. It's another halacha. So here, he's saying, Ava Sheni Tahar. That means I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. As long as the person's foot is in the mikveh, that water is considered to be mechuber in the mikveh. So it's as if he's surrounded by the water of the mikveh. In which case, he can now redefine his tefillah. Before he was saying that he's going to be tayyibol for chulin. Now he can say, I changed my mind, my foot's still in the water, keeping one foot in the door, and I can be tar lo truma. Om Rav Nachman, Om Rav Barvu, I just want to make something clear. I mean, don't think anybody seriously considers the water on this guy to be connected to the mikveh. Midiraisa. Of course it's not connected to the mikveh. Well, we're talking over here, the machlokas between Rav Yud and the Tanakama, is when you're dealing with the ma'alot, right? The ma'alot of our Mishnah, the degrees. In other words, for sure this guy is really tahar, except let's say he was tahar l'chula, now he wants to be tahar l'truma. Okay, so but Yeraisi Bechlal doesn't need tefillah. The Rabbanim decide he needs tefillah. There's other cases where Bechlal, the Rabbanim, gave a din on someone that he requires tefillah. Let's say he was an onen. So he doesn't have in das that he's going to be dealing with kachim. So they say, okay, so then even when he's no longer an enein, he needs tefillah now. It's as if he was out of the market. That's called hakesach hadas. All of these inyonim are dirabbonin inyonim. They're called ma'alot. They're part of the chashivas of the degree of kedusha that we're looking for. So it's time is Rabbi Yehuda that the rabbonin allowed you to be samech on keeping a foot in the water to be yotzei tefillah, which is anyway only required as this wild halacha of degree tumah, degree tyra, right? So degree tyra means a guy who's 100% tar, but for this degree requires a higher degree of being tar, which is obviously a tremendous chumrah. Okay, so Rabbanan said over there, let's rely on good achit, that it should be basically a kosher mikveh, because if the water's still on this guy's back and his legs are in the mikveh, he's still in the mikveh. But certainly, if we're talking about a case where Tumah, the Taira, you want to be Matayra, this guy, Mamish, and the Diraisa, Dibrakola Shenitane. Obviously, there's no way for this person to be Tar.
So why should this be okay to keep another?
What's that?
Why should this be okay to keep another?
In what?
In Rabbanan level, for the degrees.
Because keeping is bichlal not a chuba. It's ba'avir.
We said fish, there's something that we make
about fish. And those are... the Rebbe Pedas. And that would be what Rebbe Pedas is saying. Rebbe Pedas was saying that our sugya is going only to Rebbe Yehuda. Because our sugya was talking about malachs, right? Mm-hmm. And our sugya over here, it being mazik yourself for dover kolman, I mean, that's ridiculous. But your eyes is not interesting. It's all milas. You have to have in mind what it is you're being terrible for. You're doing the same exact act of tefillah, but since you were not planning on eating kodesh, so it's not Torah la kodesh. I mean, that's ultimate mile. Okay, afal pikein. What's the halacha? Only it's kosher. Only ali. But the Rebbe Yehuda, that you can redefine your tefillah. So that works out very well with what we just said. That, as Rav Pedas points out, Rabbi Barvua points out, that this machlokas is in terms of milos, and that's what Rabbi Pedas said. That in our case, a milos, it only works out a wee bit of Rabbi Yehuda. However, there's another lashon, Ikari Amri, others say, that what Rav Nachman quoted Rabbi Barvua as saying is that machlokas mitum and latayra. And on the contrary, the only machlokas is where you really want to become tahor. But if it's just an issue of ma'alot rabbanon, even the Tanakhama is made that keeping your foot in the water is considered to still be in the mikveh. And if that's the case, then divrei hakol afasheni tahor, it would be pligid Rabbi Pedas, because Rabbi Pedas says it only works out according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the way we're understanding it now, when it comes to milos, the rabbanon would work out according to everybody. Everybody is made of the rabbanon milos. A foot in the water is considered to be still in the mikvah. Amar Rula boy, my name Rabbi Yochanan. They asked Rabbi Yochanan, how far would Rabbi Yehuda go with this? According to Rabbi Yehuda, ma'u lahat v'yom machatin v'tzimnoriot b'roshol sharishon. Suppose you take a sewing needle, which is tame, and you put it in this guy's hair. And his foot's in the water. Is that a kosher tefillah? I mean, it's completely surrounded by the water in his hair. Would he even say that that's kosher?
He's standing, his foot is in the water, and his head and the needle is above the water.
Yeah.
So how does the water get to the needle?
By coming up in the same way that we said the water going down is part of the mikveh. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda would say that we view the water as being connected going up. One is called good achi, one is called good asik. So what is the shaila? Good achi itle the Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the water that's on its way down is considered to be mechubet to the mikveh, but that's called good achi. That means push it and see it as already being below. But how about would he hold of good asik? So maybe good asik letle, maybe to say, let's lift the water up and make it as if his head is in the water, that he wouldn't say. Oh, Dilma, even good asik nami, they maybe hold that you could even lift the water up. Omar leitanitua. I say that we have a beferisha brisa that says that din exactly. Here's the case. Shalosh gubamiyut benachal. Suppose you have a channel in which you have three separate, now this channel is going from top down, top of a mountain coming down. It has in it three separate pits that are made of gomemiyut, one beneath the other, ha'elyona, la'atachtona, va'emtza'it. Now these pits, holding pits in the middle of the nacha, are suitable for mikveh because the water comes in there and it doesn't leak out. It's not considered to be moving. You could be tevel in the middle.
Then this water is moving
hard,
it's moving
vertical. Well,
45-degree
angle.
Okay, and then it pools and then it pours out into another.
Right. It pools
again.
Pools three times. Now, the upper one and the lower one. The upper one and the lower one have 20 saw apiece. So it's three mesrim saw. The middle pool has 40 saw. And now you have a chardalicha gishabim over beneim. You have a channel of flowing rainwater that's connecting the three pools. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, so Rabbi Yehuda reports that Meir, Haya Aimer, Matbil Be'Elyona. Since Rabbi Yehuda reports that according to Rabbi Meir, you could be table something in the upper pool, and the only way you can be table something in the upper pool is if we view the water from the upper pool going up, so to speak, and being connected. The middle pool going up and connecting to the upper pool. So it must be that he also holds that you say good asik. Let's view that water as going up. Says the Gemara, that's a raya. Vatanya, there's a braisa that says a little bit more than you quoted, unless you very conveniently left out the end, which of course we're not chayshin you. Rabbi Meir, Meir, in this version, Rabbi Yehuda says, Meir Hayomer Matil Be'al Yonah, but I disagree. Ani Omer Betachsana Belo Be'al Yonah. So apparently, you do not say good asik. I'm like, well, what can I do? Itanya Tanya. I mean, look, if that's the way you have the braisa, that's the way you have it. I mean, I can't argue on you. But, I mean, the way I learned it was that he would agree with Rabbi Meir. In which case, Lechora, Machatim Vitsinorios would be okay. Now here, here we run into a big question. Because the Pashtas, the connection that we're dealing with over here, is a connection of Katafras, flowing water. And the klal is that Nitzik v'katafras is not considered to be a chibul. That was the whole thing that we said before. That's why you have to be careful not to be table in a waterfall. One of the reasons. So how come all of a sudden, forget about good asik and good achis. I mean, what about the problem of whether you're holding in a mikvah as well? I mean, there's only 20 sah. What makes this mikvah kosher other than the fact that the water that's flowing is considered to be a chibur, which is befeirish, that nitzik is not a chibur and gedafras is not a chibur. So there's a number of different approaches to this. Tosis's approach over here is that that's precisely why we have to be talking about three gomimut, where there's a middle one that has a full arvoyim sah. Where does it say nitzik v'katafras is not a chibur? That's to create a mikvah. But if you already have a kosher mikvah, which the middle one is, because it has arvoyim sah, now the issue is limited to this question of good achitz or good asik. Can you use, because otherwise, you said, what's the point of talking about three gomimut? Talk about two gomimut. If you hold that it's a chibur, so now you have 40 sah. You've got two holding pits of a four holding pools of 20 sah apiece. So obviously those holding pools are not enough to be mischaber into 40, because then you'll be using katafras in order to create a mikvah, and you can't do that. But where you have a mikvah kosher, it's coming to define whether it's only the bottom pool that's considered to be mechuber to the upper pool, because of the water that's coming down, which is a whole new din of good achit, or whether we could even say that the existing kosher mikvah in the middle of 40 sah should be considered also to be going up, and that would be good asik. And we're not dealing over here bichlal with the issue of nitzik v'katafis. Hatov v'lechulin v'huchzik l'chulin. So now, the Mishnah says, if you had in mind going to the mikvah v'chulin, it's not kosher for Meiser. Wait a minute. Is that what it says? Hatov v'lechulin v'huchzik l'chulin osu l'maaser, correct? That's interesting. Take a look at the last piece of the mission. Big day amaretz midras l'prushim. Big day prushim midras l'ochlei truma. We skip the part about maaser. You notice that we had five different dargas in the first two cases. We had the middle case mamish is degrees. We had chulin, maaser, truma, kodesh, chatas. But for some reason, at the last piece, when we started talking about the milas in terms of begadim, we left out meiser. So we have big day prushim or midras lochle truma, not big day prushim. Prushim are people who eat chulin b'taira, that they are not allowed to eat meiser, that those begadim will pass someone from eating meiser, doesn't say. How did that happen? How did we cut out Meiser in the middle? So it points out the Gemara, the mish that originally makes an afkamina between being teva lechulin and eating Meiser, that's going according to the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin, the Shani Levin Chulin, the Meiser. Remember, the Rabbonin, the Machloks, the Rabbi Meir, they make distinctions between Meiser and Chulin. So they said before that Kolaton Bias Mayim Divrei Seferim is Aser and Meiser. But the last part that says, Big Day, Prushima, Midrash La Ochle Truma, which is Mashpa, that to Ochle Meiser, they're perfectly okay, that only works according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that Chulin and Meiser both have the same din. So if somebody is eating his Chulin B'Tahara, so then he doesn't have to worry about Meiser. The only thing he has to worry about degrees is Trumas. The first degree he's going to have to worry about. So does that make sense that the Reisha Rabbanan and the Seif is Rabbi Meir? Says the Gemara, do you have a choice? And the Mishnah leaves out Meiser. Obviously, Reisha Rabbanan is Rabbi Meir. Indeed, Binogea, the Milas of Bigodim, the Tana seems to be quoting only Rabbi Meir. Rav Acha Bar Adas, he had in his Mishnah, in the Sefer, Chomish Malas. So that his Mishnah inserted the words of Big Day, Prushim, are considered to be Midras La'ochle Meiser, meaning Meiser Sheni, and Big Day Ochle Meiser Sheni, on Midras life like trauma. So according to him, the Mishnah works out very perfectly. Mukila kula Rabbanan. Then the entire Mishnah reflects the sheet of the Rabbanan, who actually argue Rabbi Meir and say that Meiser is a different target than Chulin, and for all things. So that when it talks about Milas, we have Chomesh Malas. It's five Malas, Chulin, Meiser, Truma, Kadesh, and then the Tara of the Mechatas. Parahatas. Remember, there were only four because Chulin and Meiser is one topic. Now, the problem is, says the Gemara, that Meiser Sheni. The problem is there's another Mila. Because how about if somebody treats his Chulin like Kodesh? Right? So then it should be a higher darga than somebody who eats his Chulin Bataira, but it's not mamish like Kodesh, is it? I mean, it isn't really Kodesh. So that ought to be a sixth darga. The Mishnah doesn't list a sixth darga. Why would that be? Omer of Mori will have to say, according to the Mishnah, that Chulin Shenasu al Tarat HaKodesh is literally Kodesh. If a person decides that his Chulin is going to be Kodesh, it gets all the dinim of Kodesh. He can't change his mind afterwards and say, all right, you know what, I'll just, no siree. If it was Makabo Tuma now from a Shalishi Batuma, whatever the cases are, you can't suddenly say, all right, but it isn't really. Actually, it gets a din. Once you're Makabal to eat it, gets a din as if it's Kodesh, and it has to be treated like Kodesh. If it's Mamish like Kodesh, then there's no point of listing a separate mile in the Mishnah, because it already lists Kodesh. And if Chulin Shenasu al Tarat HaKodesh is Kodesh, so be the Loka Tanibu Ma'ala. Since it doesn't say Big Day Prushim that eat Chulin B'Taira is Midras La'ochle Chulin B'Taira HaKodesh, and it just says it's only midras for the next step up for truma or for maisa, as the case may be, depending on your gears in the Mishnah. So apparently, the Tana is saying that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh is mamish kodesh. And since I already have a degree called kodesh, I don't need to have a new degree called chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh as opposed to chulin greater. Now, lemaisa, this doesn't hold true at the end. Because now we're saying that the Mishnah holds that Chulin Shenasu HaKodesh is Kodesh. However, by the end of the sugya, we'll see that actually Chulin Shenasu HaKodesh is Lav Kodesh. We're not going to have to get back to this. But right now, this is the assumption that we're making. All right. Come in. Tana Rabbanan. Hanoito Yadav Nitkaven Yadav Torot. Lo Nitkaven Yadav Tmeyot. Bechein Amadu Yadav. Nitkaven Yadav Torot. Lo nitkaven yadav tzmiyot. Aiva tanya bein nitkaven bein lo nitkaven yadav torot. Comes on Rav Nachman to tell us a big chiddush. Lo kashe kam lechulin where there's no din of kavana. Kad lemaaser where there is a din of kavana. Minot emra The chulin lo boy kavana. It's not. Gosh, mitlash, uvar, vayim sa'am. The nachal ala adam ala kelim tori. Katani adam dumi the kelim. Ma kelim de lo mechavne. Af adam de lo mechavne. He might do it. Yoshiv and it's not asking. And he might give it. You tell us a God. The kelim dumi the adam. Ma adam de bar kavana. Af kelim de mechavin lohu. Okay, so you have no right. Let's see if you can bring us another right. Tell me other time. And he had no kavana to take his hands to her. Nonetheless, yadav tarot. No, why is your clear eye? Without kavana, yadav tarot. Uperot inan b'chiyutan. V'im b'shvir shiyutchu yadav. Of course, yadav tarot. But in that case, aperot arein b'chiyutan. Here's my raya. Chulin doesn't need kavana. Eis ve'rab al r'nachman. Hatovel l'chulin. V'uchzak l'chulin. Asulamaser. So you see from here, Dachka Huchzak. But lo Huchzak lo. Hokikama. Af al Pichu Huchzak lechulin Asulamaser. Esve Taval velo Huchzak, Ilu lo Taval. Doesn't that mean Ilu lo Taval? Period. Even for Chulin. No, it means Ilu lo Taval Maser. That's a Kiddush. But he certainly is a kosher tefillah for Chulin. So who's of a Dachikama Atchile? In the end, nothing dark v'yeshka. Tanya, toval v'lo uchzak, asur l'maser u'mutar l'chulin. Omer Rabbi Elazar, toval v'yala machzik atzma l'chol mashir, as long as you don't have in mind something else. Meisvei, that is said only where odeu raglo achaz b'may. So there, uchzik adov v'kal machzik atzma adov v'chol. But once he's Allah, shuv eino machzik, and you're saying you can be machzik yourself for anything. My love, I know not the cloud. No, it doesn't. It's just the opposite. That if Odeu b'mayim, so then even though he was mavzik himself for something lower, he could continue to be mavzik himself for something new, because his foot's in the water. But, and if he lo'uzak mavzik, once he's Allah, so then only if he didn't have a specific avon, he could choose something. But if once he had a specific avon in the water, then he no mavzik. That I agree 100%. And who's the Tana that says that just because his foot is in the water, it's as if he's still being ice cream tefillah? Omer Rabbi Pitas, it's only Rabbi Yehuda. The Tzad Mikvah Shenimda v'yesh bo arba'im sa'am mechuvanot. And two people come and they're toivel zeh. The Rishon is tar, but the Sheni is tamei because when he got out of the mikvah, he took water with him. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, but ima yurag lavshav Rishon still in the water. Then even the Sheni is tall. And Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Babu, said, the whole machlok is between me and the Rabbanon, of course, is only the Ma'alot, which are all the Rabbanon. But literally, to make a kosher mikveh out of a foot of the mikveh, for sure not. So we do a little time at Divrei HaKol, HaSheni Tameh. Which is what Rabbi Pitas was saying, and Rabbi Pitas, that the discussion of this Ma'ayodah of being Begiraglot, Betoch HaMai, in terms of being mazik yourself, which is only malois the Rabbanan, nonetheless, is dafka, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that malois can be addressed by having a foot in the water. But according to Rabbanan, you can't even address malois by having a foot in the water. Ikin yamri, amr ibn akun, amr rabbababa, machlokas mituma latira. But the malois, everybody agrees that, of course, for malois, it's certainly, if your foot's still in the water, you're still being taiva. In which case he's arguing with Rabbi Pedestin. Rabbi Pedestin, it's only a little bit of Yuda that you could be mazik yourself from one thing to another because your foot's in the water. Was according to what Renakman is saying, right, it's only Milas, everybody agrees that you can do that, not only Rabbi Yuda. It was only where it's a serious tefillah, there you got a machlok. But this would be plead to Rabbi Pedestin. Amaru, Moyim Minei Rabbi Yochanan. I asked Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yuda Malatra Machlok Mitzinarias, what was my question? Do we say that indeed good achit itlay Rabbi Yehuda, but maybe good asik latlay? I mean, to say the water goes up. The whole point over here is that the water anyway is falling down due to gravity. So a man always push it down first. Odoma, guda signami islay. Omaletanitua. Is that not the case given in the Braita of Shalosh Gubamiyut? But now we have three pools that are all in line in a water channel. You have the El Yonah, the Tachtana, and Emsa'id. The El Yonah, the Tachtana, both only have 20 sa, but the middle one is a kosher mikvah of Arbaim sa. They are all connected with a flow of Geshem that's coming off the top of the mountain. And it's Over Ben Yams, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Meir HaYomer, Matbil Ben Yonah. It's okay to be table in the upper, which is the same exact case as being table, a needle in the guy's ear. Because he's still connected. You see that he holds even good afis. I said to him, Vatanya, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a mayor, I'm a matzil, I'm a na, Vani, I'm a betach, I'm a lov, I'm a na. You can only rely on this for having the water of the kosher mikveh in the middle, looking as if it's going down, which is a good achit, but good asik to make it kosher in the upper 20 sa holding pool, that you can't say. Amalei, okay, I give up. Itanya, Tanya, can't argue with what you've got as a price. That's the way I learned it. I'll tell you about the Hulim, Hulim, Hulim. So that whole part that has Hulim, Meiser, Truma, that's clearly the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, all along, hold that there's a difference between Hulim and Meiser, okay? What do you do at the end of the mission? The end of the mission says, Big Day Amar, it's a Midras Le Prushim. Big Day Prushim, Midras Le, instead of saying Loch like Meiser, instead it says lovely truma and skips meiser. I thought there's a darga between chulin and truma called the darga of meiser. I'll leave it to Rabbanan. So what is this now? This is only going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds chulin and meiser have exactly the same halacha. You're trying to tell me that the Mishnah is split between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Meir? That Reisha, the Rabbanan who hold that there are 5 milas, and the same for Rabbi Meir holds that there's and only 4 milas, and it leaves out the mala of Meiser Sheni. So what am I supposed to do about it? I mean, you have a... that's the line. It happens sometimes. Reisha Rabbanan v'sefer Rabbi Meir. Rav Acha Bar Adda says, the Mishnah is supposed to have 5 malas in the sefer as well. Ma'atzilo v'sefer chamesh malot, umukila kula k'rabbanan. According to the whole thing works out, aliba... the Rabbanan throughout. We have a separate mila from Meiser from Chulin. So we have 5 milas. Omer of Mari, but we don't have 6 milas. So Shemami no Chulin, Shenazu al Taras HaKedesh is Kedesh Dom. Of course, there's an alternative. You could say Shemami no Chulin, Shenazu al Taras HaKedesh is just plain Chulin. Not that it's Kedesh. Right? You always have that alternative. Because you're making an assumption, it's got to be something. It's got to be better than pure Chulin. So if you're better than Chulin, better than the average one. So why don't you have now a Chulin? Why don't you have a separate mila for it? It must be that it's mamish like Kadesh. Me my, me a lo katani bu mila. That's where we got up to. Period. Yeah, I stopped in the middle of this and we'll continue tomorrow. So everybody's getting a little out of their depths. Wait, I don't understand.